Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 117, The Year of the Beast, 2017 is Your Year, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. We're cutting out the intro and music because it seems unnecessary to play it every single time, and let's be honest, there's a good chance you're skipping right past it. Well, anyway, this is the podcast where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, and I act as your very own personal narrator. Now, today's post from Roger Lawson was actually written 6 years ago. The real title of the article is The Year of the Beast, 2011 is Your Year, but it sounds a lot more relevant if we pretend it's talking about 2017. In either case, it's definitely still relevant, as you're about to hear. So let's jump right into the post and start optimizing your life. The Year of the Beast, 2017 is Your Year, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. Quote, "You just wait. I'm going to be the biggest Chinese star in the world." Bruce Lee. You know the best part about this? As wild as his goal was, he actually did it. Think back to a time where you failed to achieve what you set out to do and how you felt once you realized that it wasn't going to happen. It sucked, didn't it? Now let's think about why you failed. Was it a lack of knowledge? A lack of action? A lack of commitment? Maybe it was an amalgamation of them all. Regardless of what caused it, let's talk about how you can prevent these from becoming roadblocks on the way to having a beast of a year. Problem: lack of knowledge. Solution: find it. In this day and age where we can acquire accurate information faster than ever before, this is no longer a valid reason. In the unlikely event that you can't find what you're looking for on your own, seek out people who you know have achieved what you want to do and contact them. Most of them will be more than happy to help you step your knowledge game up, and they can also point you in the direction of other helpful resources where you can continue your education if needed. Problem: lack of action. Solution: create emotional content. If you're not acting on your goal, then it's not important enough to you. Yet. Harsh, I know. If you consistently say that you want to lose weight, but spend the free time that you have doing things that don't bring you any closer to that goal, then you've just proven my point. The good thing is this: you can change it. You can make it important to you. Find your reason why. Why do you want to become a successful writer? Is it to prove to yourself that you're capable enough? Is it to show your college professor who laughed at your creative work that you can do this? Is it simply a means to get out of your unsupportive environment and connect with people who support you rather than drag you down? That's what I call emotional content. Whatever your reason is, make sure that it puts some fire under your feet, because this is what will fuel you when your energy is low and it becomes easier and easier to give up. You should wake up every morning excited to do something that brings you closer and closer towards your prime objective. Problem: lack of focus. Solution: create checkpoints. Okay, so you've created your emotional content and you're raring to go, But there's another barrier in the way of your success. It's a lot to bite off at once. Totally understandable, but we're not going to let this stop you. Not this year. Think of your goal resting atop of a ladder, and all that you have to do is go get it. Simple, right? Yep, it is simple, but it's not easy. It would be really nice if we could just jump right up to the top of the ladder, snatch it down, and be done with this whole process. But sadly, that's not how this works. So you have your goal. Now, sit down and write out all the possible actions, no matter how small, that you can take on a daily basis that'll bring you closer to it. I like to think of these checkpoints as the steps on that ladder. If you're prone to falling off the ladder and giving up, start with easy checkpoints that you know can easily be accomplished. By starting off with these small checkpoints, you are eliminating failure and false steps during that crucial time when you're still trying to gain traction. And by doing so, you'll gain the confidence that you need in order to continue moving forward. I can't stress this point enough. Make progress on these checkpoints daily. By doing so, especially in the beginning, you'll not only form and solidify the habits that you'll need in the future, but you'll be able to objectively track your progress towards your goal, allowing yourself to celebrate these victories along the way. Problem: going it alone. Solution: find a fellowship. I love Lord of the Rings, but let's be honest. Frodo would have died within 5 minutes of leaving the Shire if his allies weren't there by his side to help him in his quest. Too often, we go it alone because we think it makes us weak if we reach out for help from others, or that it will somehow dilute the victory. But this couldn't be further from the truth, especially if going it alone has only hurt you in the past. My website almost ceased to exist after only 4 months back in early 2010, and if it weren't for the urgings of a close friend to keep on writing, I would never have updated it again. I knew that I couldn't do it alone, at least not then, and they helped hold me to my mission, which I haven't wavered from since. Put your goal and the steps that you intend to take in order to reach it out there. Tell a close friend or family member, anyone that you know won't let you slack, even when you want to. Do the same for them, and you'll be surprised to find this may motivate you even more because that person is leaning on you for strength as well. You just listened to the post titled, The Year of the Beast, 2017 is Your Year, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now, just as a reminder, if you decide to look up this article, it was actually written in 2011. Now, I love these suggestions from Roger. In fact, a lot of what he wrote in this post reflect things that I've mentioned in the past. For example, writing your goals down. I mentioned this last week. If you write down your goals, and I love that he added write down each step to reach your goal, you will be more likely to achieve those goals. There's something that happens with our brains when we actually write things down. It makes it more concrete. It makes it seem achievable. We're more likely to do those things. It's so simple, and yet we don't do it. So I love that Roger pointed that out. He also mentioned gaining confidence and momentum. He's absolutely right that that is so crucial, especially in the beginning when you're trying to form a new habit. In the beginning, make the steps easy. Give yourself a pat on the back when you do those steps, and chances are you're going to be more likely to continue that new behavior. Now, what's really great timing about all this is on Friday, instead of doing my usual Q&A episode, I'm actually going to play for you my interview with Brian Copeland of KGO Radio AM 810 that took place a couple of weeks ago. And in that interview, I actually talk about a lot of these things. I talk about staying healthy and trim throughout the holidays and beyond. So definitely come back and listen on Friday. Now, before we end for the day, if you'd like to go above and beyond to help us out, a really simple and free thing you can do right now is show someone how to subscribe to this podcast. It could be a friend, a family member, coworker, anyone. You could show them on their smartphone, or you can direct them to oldpodcast.com. If everyone subscribed, just one person, it would be a huge help. Thank you in advance so much for that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all of your support. I hope you're having a great week. I'll see you on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.